China is the world's biggest polluter, but its greenhouse gas emissions will probably peak in 2025, 5 years earlier than President Xi Jinping's stated target of 2030. It's partly because of changes in the way China is fueling its economic growth, says Fergus Green, co-author of the report from the London School of Economics.
What we've seen in the last year or so is that China's coal use has started to fall. We think that over the next 5 years we'll probably see coal use plateau. It could keep declining, but it'll probably plateau, and then in the first half of the 2020s start to decline more strongly.
That decline is being driven by slow changes to China's $17.6 trillion economy.
Growth is slowing from dizzying heights of double-digit figures for many, many years, and the composition of that growth is changing away from heavy industry-type investment towards investment in services and more innovative high-tech manufacturing. A very important one is a change in China's energy supply, away from coal towards non-coal sources like renewable energy and also gas and nuclear.
Green says the changes in China mean it is increasingly likely the world will avoid global warming of more than 2 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels, the upper limit targeted by the United Nations. The UN hopes to enshrine that benchmark in a new global climate change deal to be hammered out in Paris in December. Speaking after the G7 meeting in Elmau, Germany, Monday, US President Barack Obama said progress had been made toward a strong climate agreement.
All the G7 countries have now put forward our post-2020 targets for reducing carbon emissions, and we'll continue to urge other significant emitters to do so as well. We'll continue to meet our climate finance commitments to help developing countries transition to low carbon growth.
The G7 leaders agreed the world should phase out the use of fossil fuels by the end of this century. Environmental groups welcome the commitment.
Elmau has delivered. With the decisions on climate change, the vision of a 100% renewable energy supply has got contour. Elmau has also given clear signal that by mid-century you have to phase out coal and oil out of the energy system.
6 months ahead of the Paris meeting, there is optimism over the level of agreement, but environmentalists say the leaders of the world's industrialized countries must match their positive commitments with action to tackle emissions and help to pay for a decarbonized global economy. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.